Mishnah Hey, the halacha is that when one davens Shmona Esrei, he has to face the Beis HaMikdash. One of the reasons being that everybody's prayers get sent up to heaven via going through the Beis HaMikdash first. They get sent to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then they go upwards from there. And in fact, Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, he said that this should be the place where everybody's tefillahs come. And everybody should daven towards here, they should direct their faces towards here, and therefore when daven's Shmona Esrei, which is the main part of davening, he should face what we call Mizrach, although in most places of the world it's not actually towards the east, rather we face the Beis HaMikdash, whatever direction that may be. The subject of our Mishnah is what happens if somebody cannot face the Beis HaMikdash for whatever reason. If he was riding on a donkey, and it's time to daven, he should get down from the donkey, stand still, face the Beis HaMikdash, and pray. But if he's not able to come down from the camel, for example, he's worried that if he lets go of the camel, then it will run away. There's no one to hold it for him. So in that scenario, Yachzer as Ponov, he should just turn his face towards the Beis HaMikdash. So he should carry on sitting on the donkey, but direct his body towards the Beis HaMikdash. Now what happens if he's not even able to turn his face towards the Beis HaMikdash? For example, he needs to focus on the road and direct the camel. So in that scenario, he should at least yechavinas libri k'neged beis kodesh hakadoshim. He should direct his heart towards the kodesh hakadoshim, the most inner part of the Beis HaMikdash, and he should think in his mind that he is literally standing right in front of the kodesh hakadoshim. In fact, the truth is, even when we daven and we face the kodesh hakadoshim, just before you start Shmona Esrei, you're actually supposed to imagine yourself right in front of the kodesh hakadoshim. That's where you're davening to Hashem, right there in the most holy place ever, and you're speaking directly to Him. And that way, your tefillahs will travel towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim and then go up straight to Hashem, as we explained.